Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Good evening, everybody. Heck yeah. Welcome to this special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. We are in the gorgeous and fabulous new Hall of Honor at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium with a special show presented by Hy-Vee. At the beginning of training camp, the show has been 3 years in the making. We were going to do this in 2020, but COVID put this on the side, and last year we couldn't get it done. Finally, we're getting this done. But Hy-Vee wanted to do something special for the fans of the Chiefs Kingdom. And starting at training camp, they set up a way to get registered for a special night, and we have the winners here tonight. Now, there is a Hy-Vee. We have the largest network of the National Football League, and in many of these markets, there is a Hy-Vee nearest you. The 20 metro locations of our Kansas City area Hy-Vees put together this promotion so that all of you who won could be here tonight to be with the top quarterback in NFL history after 65 games, Patrick Mahomes, who is here tonight. A reminder that with Hy-Vee, you can score big savings. Big points mean bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score and based on the amount you spend. Let's say if the Chiefs score 42 points, which they'll do this Sunday against the Colts at least, then you'll save 42 cents a gallon with any $42 purchase. The more you score, the more you save. Win or lose, everybody scores the day after a Chiefs game, or I should say win or win, everybody scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. You got to look up the code 92910. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. This score just in. Chiefs 27, Chargers 24. Wait a minute. I've just been handed another score. Wait a minute. Were the Raiders ahead 23-0 and lost by a score of 29-23. They lose to the Cardinals on a scoop and score at the buzzer. So that means the Chiefs are the only undefeated team in the AFC West after 2 weeks of the season. All right. And when you get that done, and you get it done with the best quarterback in NFL history and the greatest dude, we're going to talk to him later on in the show. You get that done and beat a Charger team that's really, really good. This is going to be a long, tough season against these dudes and everybody else. The Chiefs were able to be the better conditioned team midway through the third quarter, and they got a 99-yard pick six from a seventh-round rookie in Jalen Watson. When you do that, the Chiefs were able to put the hammer down, baby. You have got it. So we have a special night planned for all of you. You registered at your area Hy-Vee. You were selected. We've got Zarda Barbecue here tonight from the great folks at Zarda. And again, Hy-Vee has put together a special night in the Hall of Honor, which if you're coming to the game on Monday Night Football against the Raiders, or the next time you come to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, make sure you attend this amazing Hall of Honor, because it is a special museum, not just to the Chiefs franchise, which started as the Dallas Texans, but also a great museum of the American Football League, which changed everything with our founder, Lamar Hunt. All right, later on in the show, you will hear from Patrick Mahomes. But prior to that, I had a chance to talk with head coach Andy Reid. We'll be back with head coach Andy Reid tonight on this special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Patrick Mahomes from the Hall of Honor at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Third down and 10 for the Chargers. They're 3 of 9 on third down at their own 9. They lead by 3. Chiefs are blitzing. Herbert is sacked! Back at the 2-yard line on a blitz! Chris Jones makes a huge play! Herbert had no chance! And the Chargers 3 and out for the second straight possession.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show, a special edition tonight in the Chiefs Hall of Honor, as quarterback Patrick Mahomes will join me in just a bit. But now we get a chance to talk to the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history, a guy who's 18-3 in his last 21 September games, head coach Andy Reid. First of all, Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. What about a chance to exhale a bit after a crazy 100-plus hours between a win over the Cardinals and a win over the Chargers?
Yeah, you said it. Those Thursday games are a bit crazy getting prepared for, physically and mentally, for the players in particular. Coaches have to do more of the mental stuff with the with the game plan. But it's good to get through that. And we're glad we got through it. We're glad we got through it with a win against a good football team. And having a couple of days off was great. It was great for the players for recovery purposes, and good for the coaches to take a step back and analyze a couple of things that we can do better and then get a little extra preparation for Indy there.
You have it emblazoned on the wall, though, work to win. And I'm going to ask you about conditioning here because I think it's underrated in this league right now. The fact that you attack OTAs, that you attack mini camps, you attack training camp, and you attack preseason games, how much is the conditioning calculated that helps you in a scenario like that?
Yeah, well, you can feel that in second halves, early in the season. And so the guys, as long as they can stay strong mentally and physically into that fourth quarter and keep it close, you feel like you have a chance and even possibly a little bit of an advantage. But I appreciate it. Most of all, it builds a foundation for you that will help you down the road all the way to that last quarter of the season. And we switch up practices as the season goes on. We cut back a little bit here and there to keep their bodies fresh, and manage that. But early in the year, that good foundation that you have, I think goes a long way for you.
And how big is it that Patrick, we're going to have Patrick here in just a couple of minutes, that he and Travis attack it just like you would attack it as a player, or they would attack it like you do as a coach? How big is that for making this work?
Well, yeah, as the players buy into it, it's huge. I mean, you could add Chris Jones and Frank Clark into that. Those guys are veteran guys that are teaching these young guys on that side of the ball the exactly how to do it. Patrick, when your quarterback is bought in, or Kelsey, the oldest guy, the longest term guy in Kansas City on our football team, then those two buy in. Well, that says a ton also. So you can't say enough when your quarterback's in it, like 110%. And still can be a good guy in the locker room at the same time. So he's got, you know, the players have to know he's still a player, and that he's not the coach, but he's the player, and he's part of that group. And so he does a great job of managing that when he goes forward there.
How much do you talk to your peers about it? Because it feels like the league's at a, like, guys are trying to figure this out as coaches of how much do you push. I know there's rules there, but it feels like, I mean, some teams aren't even doing anything in the preseason.
Yeah, and that's a unique tug of war there that you have with yourself, because the communication today is great. So these players all talk to each other on different teams, and some guys are going, "Hey, listen, we just do walkthroughs," and you talk to the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are doing live drills, and you know this whole deal. So players can go one direction or the other. Fortunately, our guys have believed in this, and they've never questioned it. So it's worked out. It's worked out okay, and it's turned into a bit, I guess, old school. But we keep working with it and tinkering it so that we're not putting the players physically in a bind or mentally in a bind, you know, with too much hitting and that. So, but. It's all part of this. The game has really changed here, and I think for the betterment of the game, in particular for the NFL and guys that are going to continue their life after football. So the quality of life after football. So there a lot of safety measures have been put in. It's good for the young kids too to grow up with this and. High school through Pop Warner, Little League, and so on up through, I think it allows more parents to say, you know what, this isn't too bad. Let our kids play football. It's a great microcosm of life. There's tough situations you have to work through and mentally and physically, and that helps strengthen you, I think, as a human. So. Without becoming brain damaged or whatever as you go, you know, through this thing of playing.
Fascinating. So the first thesis, conditioning. Second one is preparation. I think of the 41-yard touchdown you had to Justin Watson from Patrick. They had actually talked about that, according to Watson, back when Patrick got him together in Texas. Just to prepare like that, what does that mean to a team and the integration of new guys like a Justin Watson to embrace your culture?
Yeah, that's a plus for sure. The communication is important to know against what coverage you're going to make what read on and be in what position on the field so the quarterback can anticipate that and throw it on time. Especially against a good defensive front, and so that's a great thing about that. And it did. It started in Texas, and we've had a few of these routes that started in Texas, and where they worked on it, and then came to training camp, and were able to do it against live bodies.
Justin also mentioned Tiffany Morton, who's on Rick Burkholder's staff. You had people that dedicated their lives, basically, maybe catnaps. But Justin Watson said at any other organization, he goes, "I don't think I'd be ready to play. I was made ready to play." How much can we overlook just the fact that you have so many people that are willing to dedicate career-wise to win that game the way you did it?
Yeah, well, Tiff's in the training room there, and she does a great job. And so between – we have great communication, as you know, with – the personnel staff, with the training room staff. You put PR staff in there with Ted Cruz. I mean, these are all important people because they're all touching the player, and they have certain demands that they're going to ask the player to work through. And then you have the coaches. So you can just wear players out at times without any rest period there. And so this, with a good communication, then you can separate that out and make sure that the player has enough time to study, has enough time to rest, and still get his work done, whether it's with the media, whether it's with the training room staff, keeping himself right physically. So in the weight room, all of these things are things that you try to make sure that you manage.
Just so easy to take it all for granted from the outside. Also got to bring up the 99-yard pick six, as Jalen Watson was cooking hamburgers at Augusta, Georgia. Then he goes to Ventura Community College to making one of the biggest plays of the early 2022 season. Just about him as a seventh-round pick reacting and making that play.
Well, listen, I know Missouri and Kansas have heard this before, but it was a good day to be a Watson. You know, with Tom Watson having won so many matches in the golf world, but it was a great day to be a Watson. And he, you know, for him to step in front of that, not just saying that he's a seventh round draft pick playing the cornerback position, which is one of the tougher positions that you play in football, and being a rookie, he steps in front of this receiver against one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League and goes 99 yards. I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing when you put all those things together there. It's a great job by him. It was a great job by Snead getting in the way of the man chasing him and kind of shielding him out, although I'm not sure the guy would have caught him. But everybody was doing their job and helping him out, and he did the job of hanging on to the football and running fast and scoring.
Electric play, feel-good story, and love these rookies, man. Just love these guys and how mature they are. Now we pivot. All right, getting ready for the Colts here. 0-1-1. These guys, I got a feeling they're going to be in Alamo mode. This is their first home game, facing the Colts this week and having to reboot it.
Yeah, you betcha they will. They're a talented football team. They're well coached, so and they're back home, and there's a security into that. So you got to go in, prepare yourself, and get ourselves ready, and we have a ton of things to work on. That game on Thursday surely wasn't a perfect game by any means. We won the game, which is great, and that's the ultimate goal there. But it's we have plenty of things to work on, and we'll do that. I mean, that's what the guys were saying after the game. We can do better, and so with that attitude, I know we'll have a good week of practice and get ourselves ready to go into hostile territory and play a good football team.
Well, thanks for being with us tonight. We're going to let you go and grind on the Colts, but we're going to have the old White House Wildcat quarterback in here later tonight. What a special human being that guy is.
Yeah, I'll enjoy it. And listen, I forgot last week, but hi to those redheads out there. I mean,
They're here. It's they had to win a contest to be here this time, though. They had to win a contest from Hy-Vee to be here tonight.
Oh, that's nice. Nice. Good.
And to earn it. All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Thank you so much, and get ready to beat the Colts.
All right, Mitch. Thanks.
Head Coach Andy Reid. We'll be back with Patrick Mahomes after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
10-0 Chargers. Chiefs first and goal at the 9. Early in the second quarter, McKinnon still in at running back. Juju Smith-Schuster trots in motion. Mahomes will throw it. Looking left, now spins to his right. He is going to pump fake it, trying to get to the outside. Now fires it sidearm, caught, and into the end zone. McKinnon, touchdown! Kansas City on a 9-yard touchdown. Improvisation, and the Chiefs are 7 of 7 in the red zone in 2022.
Welcome back to our special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. at the amazing Hall of Honor here in GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. That was touchdown number 157 for our special guest. Later, we will hear number 158. But let me put this in perspective for the young man who is with us tonight. He just turned 27 years old on Friday, so that's good. Happy birthday. He is the all-time NFL leader after 65 starts in passing yards, passer rating, completion percentage, touchdown over interception ratio, and here's where it gets fun. I mentioned the 158. Dan Marino, in his first 65 games, had 159. The next week, I don't want to put any pressure on you here, Patrick, Marino only had one touchdown. So, we're going into Indianapolis and could have some fun. The biggest number, and this is what matters most to him, after 65 games, 52 wins, 13 losses. The greatest start for any quarterback after 65 games in National Football League history. Ladies and gentlemen, Patrick Mahomes.
That was a nice welcome there. I appreciate that, my man.
Well, you've earned it. Those are just facts. Those aren't opinions. If you want me to get into opinions, it'll take the rest of the show. But it's awesome to be with you and have you here tonight. By the way, it was your birthday. What a way to celebrate, like a pre-birthday, to get a win over the Chargers.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool. Actually, a couple of us had that same birthday. So it was me, Jalen Watson, and then Boodle. So we all have the same birthday, and we all got to kind of celebrate it together with that little few days Coach Reed gave us off. So it was cool to kind of be a part of the team and have two wins under your belt.
Okay, I love DiCaprio Boodle, right? You Nebraska Cornhusker fans, but let's stop it here. You get that win, and Jalen Watson for a birthday gets a 99-yard pick six.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I told him it's his birthday now. It's not mine anymore.
Well, for sure. Let's just talk about the fact that you guys were pulled that off. One of the hardest things to do, in my opinion, in all of professional sports is the Sunday-Thursday turnaround. Now, you're sixth year in the league, so you know how this works. But just how much do you guys just have to be on it for a 100 hours to get it turned around?
Yeah, I thought this last year was the toughest, just because it was so early in the season. We put in so much, and you're putting in so much new stuff with the new receivers going into that first week, and I felt like we executed at a very high level. And then to kind of turn around and have to kind of like change all your formations and change all your plays with a lot of newer guys, I thought it was pretty tough. You didn't get the kind of pull from plays that you'd ran in the past, but I thought the guys did a great job of it, and that was a great football team we played up against, and we found a way to get a win.
To your point, we had Justin Watson on, 41-yard touchdown pass, on our Chiefs Rewind show. But Justin said the play that you guys ran, that touchdown, goes all the way back to April when you had your own OTAs. Just – the importance of that when you said, hey, I've got to do OTAs before OTAs, and we saw it work out on the field for a 41-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool because I got to build these relationships with those guys. And going into OTAs, I mean, I invited all the main receivers that y'all know that are on the team, and then I invited everybody that was kind of that was going to be practice squad guys and guys that might not make the team. And at that time, Justin Watson was a guy I was sending the invite. I got the number from Veach, and I was going to send it just to have him up there. And just getting him there, I saw the talent that he had. He listened to everything. He didn't make the same mistakes. Obviously, you saw it on the field. I mean, he went up against an all-pro corner, and he was able to flip him around and get a big touchdown. So I think just building those relationships with guys all throughout the team is going to carry on into the rest of the season as well.
He told me it was a route that they had of Tampa Bay with Tom. Mm-hmm. Then he brings it to you, and you said, hey, let's just kind of tweak it a little bit. So walk us through that because, again, it goes back to April that helps get the win.
Yeah, it was one of those post-corner routes that those corner post routes that you see guys run in this league. And he was the backside guy. So originally I was looking at, I think it was Marquez and Travis, and the safety went over the double of Trav. And a lot of times we tell those guys to roll it over three steps and then kind of bend it back across the middle. Well, I remember during OTAs and a little bit during practice as well, I told him, I was like, hey, you can roll it over three steps, but if you get him in one, just go ahead and take it down the middle of the field and use your speed. And I think you saw that as he had that one step, he gave him that head nod, saw that the corner had committed to the out route, and he ran it down the middle of the field and made a big play happen for us.
That was huge. When you get that done, you know how this works. You were able to put the hammer down, baby, with April.
Things are heavy.
It is heavy, man. You get like 55, you can get some workout in. The fact that the Chiefs are so superbly conditioned and prepared, 18-3 now in the last 21 September games, that is not a coincidence. We just talked a little bit about it with Coach. But the fact that you and Kels, I think, take the lead. You work harder than anybody else. Everybody else follows you. What have you learned 6 years in the league, being around Coach, that every day matters, whether it's April, May, June, or September?
Yeah, I think I just learned from the guys before me. If that was Alex Smith, Derek Johnson, I mean, all those guys that kind of built the culture that I've kind of grown into. And Travis is a big part of that. I've seen how guys work. I understand the process of we're putting in the hard work today so that the end of the season it will pay off. And I think you saw that is when you come into our training camp, it's hard. We understand it's hard. Coach Reed understands it's hard. We're going to take care of your body, but we're going to get the best out of you. I've kind of go in with that mindset of let's just get better today and see what happens the next day. And just keep doing that. And I think you see that in September we play our best football because we're ready to go. And even though our training camp is hard, we can maintain that and keep getting better as the season goes on.
It's fun to watch camp because you guys go after it. Like, the defense wants to, like, wipe you out. Chris Jones is trying to beat Tooney to get to you, and it's super competitive. But how much does that as iron sharpening iron?
Oh, 100%. Chris Jones, I mean, whenever you're going to get going against him, you understand how much of a challenge it is. And this whole defense, I think I saw it early. I saw the speed that they had. Those tight window throws that I'm so accustomed to making, I was getting Willie Gay and Nick Bolton were getting interceptions off of them. So, I mean, those type of plays. And the young DBs have gotten better and better as the camp went on and into the season. And you saw it during training camp, but it's always good to see during the season because that's when the lights come on and you want to see those guys respond.
We love you for a lot of reasons. I love you for a lot of reasons. But I've told you this before. One of the coolest things is just this inner 10-year-old. And it's like, hey, guys, ride your bikes down to my house and we'll have a good time. How much of that is seemingly there in the locker room? Because you have that approach, but the guys want to do that and ride their bikes to your house.
Yeah, I said it the first week of the season, and it's like Juju's eyes lit up. It was I was in there, and we worked so hard in practice, and it's a grind, and we keep going, and we try to get better and better. And we got to that first thing, and I was walking out there with the receivers, and I just kind of said, hey, it's time to go out there and have fun now. I mean, we put in the work, and you can see Juju's eyes light up and be like, oh, let's go. And he had a big game. I mean, it's who we are. I mean, when you got guys like me and Travis as kind of the longer tenure players, you know it's going to be a team that likes to have fun. We put in the work during the week so that on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays, whatever it is, we can go out there and enjoy it.
And Big Red, just the genius that he is, in not just thinking of plays, but the way he calculates getting you guys ready, whether it's the spring, summer, or fall.
Yeah, I mean, he's special. I mean, he's a special coach. He goes out there and puts us in the right position to succeed. But at the same time, he makes sure that we're ready to go as people, as going out there and just enjoying it and living life and being a part of this Chiefs kingdom. And I think that's a big thing that not all coaches can do is scheme up the plays, but also get the best out of every single player every single day.
The cool thing, too, I've noticed, and you being with him now 6 years, is how much you listen to each other. You'll go to him and say, hey, blah, blah, blah. He'll come to you. What about that conduit and the fact that you guys listen to each other?
Yeah, I mean, when you have a veteran coach who's seen it all, I mean, he's seen every single defense that you could possibly think of. And when he listens to you, he can kind of make my plays even better. I think the best thing he does is I'll give him ideas and stuff like that, and then he'll go and even in the game, he'll kind of maneuver them around so that they work on the field. And it makes me feel better. It makes me feel confident. I feel like I'm calling in the plays, but at the end of the day, that's that man that's calling in the plays and getting them right.
I remember your first year, that was the apprentice year, but there were two guys that invested a lot of time with you along with Coach, and that was Mike Kafka, who's now at the New York Giants. The other was Matt Nagy. Mm-hmm. How big is it that Nags is back here now?
I think it's really cool, honestly. I mean, he's someone that, like you said, that first year I spent so much time with and got to see him go to Chicago. And, I mean, he had success, and he had some times where he didn't play as good as he wanted to, and I think he's learned from that. And I think when he came back to me now, he sees me in a different light because I've learned so much, but I can still pull from stuff that he did and had success with, and he can teach me how it's seen from a little bit different perspective. And I think we have a great relationship, and that whole QB room that we have, I think we get the best out of each other and always are looking to improve.
Let's talk about your QB room. What Haney does for you?
Yeah, I mean, Chad, same as Coach Reed, man. He's been in so many different offenses and seen so many different defenses that he's able to give me those little tidbits that I necessarily don't see. And I think that's a big thing, especially for me as I continue to learn, is I'll ask him questions. It's almost like having another coach in the room, and he'll be able to answer it for me or give his perspective of how he sees it. And it's helped me a lot, especially these last few years where the big play hasn't been there the whole time. How am I going to maneuver the ball down the field and take the right decision? And having someone like that in the QB room is definitely important.
And then you've got the two young guys, because you got Bouchel, who's now been around for a while, and then Lodekin, who shows up right before you have to introduce him one day after he joins our team at the kickoff luncheon, but the two young guys.
Yeah, I mean, me and Shane have a great relationship. I mean, going back to when he beat me versus Texas Tech, which he doesn't let me forget. So we've had a great relationship for a long time. We trained together in the off season down there in Dallas. And so he's someone that's improved drastically over the year, and it's cool for me to see and to see his perspective, and he does everything the right way. And then Chris has came in and done a great job of really just taking it all in. I mean, he came in from Pittsburgh. We kind of stole him away from there, and now he's kind of learned with us, and you can see the talent that he has as well. And so it's a great QB room, and everybody kind of feeds off each other. We're always joking. We're always talking trash, and I think that's the best locker rooms are, is the ones that can talk trash and still build each other up.
Before we go to break, during the preseason games, after you were done playing, or the Packer game where you did the choir huddle, which was really awesome. That was so cool. But you stayed engaged with those guys. It's like you wanted to coach them up. Our whole team does that. But what about you helping the younger guys?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of the same as the guys that helped me. With Alex Smith, I mean, when I was in the preseason, he was out there talking to me just as much as the coaches were. And it helped me learn, because I've seen a lot now. And at that time, he had seen a ton. And you get those bits of info, and it helps you out there on the field. And I want to keep passing it on and moving it forward. I mean, in this league, we're all competing. We're all trying to go out there and play, and we all want to be the starter. At the same time, we all want to make each other better. And I think that's important on any great team, and I think you see that here in Kansas City.
There's a lot of reasons to love our quarterback. That's it for the football. When we come back, we're going to talk about the non-football fun stuff. Patrick Mahomes is our guest tonight on this special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show at the Hall of Honor, presented on a special promotion by Hy-Vee. Back with more from Patrick after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Bolts 17, Chiefs 7, midway through the third quarter. Snap to the face mask of Mahomes. Furious rush. Mahomes throws it late. He's got Justin Watson. Catch in the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City burning J.C. Jackson. Justin Watson gets free, and Mahomes finds him for a 41-yard touchdown pass.
Welcome back to the Hall of Honor here at GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium this special night. Presented by Hy-Vee. We have winners here tonight from the Metro stores throughout the Chiefs Kingdom, and also a Hy-Vee near you on our largest network in the National Football League, these Kingdom Bundles. Patrick, I don't know if you have these or not, but you got to get one of these because these Kingdom Bundles are awesome. Four burgers, four pork chops, four brats, four chicken breasts, just $30 for your tailgate, your home gate, any gate, middle of the week. Make sure you get these Kingdom Bundles from Hy-Vee. With us again tonight, the most successful quarterback in NFL history. After 65 games, the pride of White House High School, the Wildcats, Patrick Mahomes. Okay, enough about football. You've got this little girl. She is a doll, right? In Sterling Sky Mahomes. Okay, got to ask you what it's been like being a dad so far.
I mean, it's super cool. I think as she's gotten older, it's even gotten better. I mean, the way she's – her personality, she knows what she wants and she gets it. She's running around. She's a little daredevil, which scares me. As dad, I'm, like, trying to block all the time. And Brittany's like, she'll learn. I'm like, no, I got to make sure she's always secure. But, no, it's really cool. And she likes to be outside, likes to play, and likes to get in a lot of messes. So I'm always having to do some cleaning.
Let's speak about cleaning. Have you had to do the big dad deal dirty Master Blaster diaper yet.
None too big. Brittany's pretty good about not putting me in that situation. But I've had to change a couple of diapers. But thankful for Brittany because she's definitely had some bad ones.
How'd that go? And I know you faced Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack last week, but that had to be more terrifying than that.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the dirty diapers to me, I'm like over there like almost throwing up, but I know I got to put on a strong front and show that I'm dad. So I make sure to get them done and then throw up on the side.
And we have another one on the way, right? You know it's a boy. The reveal was pretty cool. You jumped in the pool. That was nice.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. At the time, so we did the thing. Once I saw it was blue, I was holding Sterling, and I just passed her to the closest person I saw, which was one of my buddies. He was just like, what? And I jumped in the pool. So, no, it was really cool. I mean, obviously, having a girl and a boy now, and kind of that's what everybody dreams of, and be able to do that. And Sterling was a great – it is a great first child. She's awesome, so I know this second boy is going to be crazy.
Did she sleep okay? Sleep through the night?
She slept through the night from 3 months on. So I'm ready for long nights with the new baby boy.
He'll be up all night for you. You talk about your friends. One thing, and I've been blessed because you'll have me do your 15 in Mahomes gala, and I've met a bunch of your friends. You have got some of the most awesome friends. But how important are they to you? Meaning, these are real friends. And it seems like you've got some from White House that you've, and some from Tech. But what about your close inner circle and what they mean to you?
Yeah, I think you said it. I have these friends that I've kind of grown up with, some of them, like you said, and I've been friends with them, played every sport with them growing up. Then some guys I played with at Texas Tech, and then obviously the guys I played with the Chiefs. And I think one of the coolest moments for me, and I think a lot of people said this, Coach Reed included, was at my wedding. You saw at my wedding, I have these NFL players and I have my buddies from back home, and you would have thought they were all best friends their entire life because that's the type of people that I've just been blessed to be around. And so it's really cool, I mean, just to have this many good people in my life. I think it's helped me become who I am.
And how much does that help when you go, I just need somebody to talk to now, a safe place? I mean, you're a huge public figure, but you know when you go to those inner circle of guys that it stays there. But how big is that for you to have a place to go, escape, have fun, or just talk?
It's really cool because when I go back home, a lot of them are in that Dallas area. And so I get to see a lot of them or when I'm back home in Tyler. And we hang out a lot still. I mean, we play some golf. We'll come over, watch games. We'll watch golf. We'll watch basketball, whatever it is on TV. And all of them are kind of in that stage now, too, where they're getting married. A couple of them have had kids. And so the kids can kind of hang out. So it's really cool that we're all kind of growing up together.
It's neat that you've got that. It was also neat to see Tech show up. Were you surprised when they put you in the Hall of Honor? It was after the preseason game.
I was very surprised. I mean, there's only a couple guys that have been in that. I've been lucky enough to be in the Hall of Honor, the Ring of Honor, and to be one of those guys, and I'll be at the game. They play, and so to be at that game against Baylor and get to see my name up there, hopefully I can hold the emotions in and just be proud.
It seems like, though, you plant your flag wherever you are. Like, you're so into White House, and it meant something to you, and Tech means something to you. You're perfect for the Chiefs' kingdom, and it almost seems like the kingdom is perfect for you. Like a marriage here. But what about just planting your flag at every step of your life?
Like I said, I've been blessed to be around a lot of great people. And if that was White House when I was in high school and the community that I was in, how people treated me, I just wanted to make sure I gave back everything I had. And that kind of gave me this pride for there. And then same with Texas Tech. They brought me in, the whole community, and treated me amazing. And so I wanted to kind of show my pride in Texas Tech, and I always have. And then now in Kansas City, I mean, you know the passion and the loyalty that this fan base has. And they give so much to us every single time we're out there at Arrowhead or even on the road. And I just want to make sure they know I'm giving everything I have for them as well. And I'll be here for a long time, and I'm going to build my family, have my family build here, and it's going to be an amazing relationship forever.
How awesome is that? Just how? Okay. So fantastic. But it almost seems like the NFL version of Tech is the Chiefs' kingdom. Isn't it kind of like that?
It's similar, where you have a lot of pride. Where, I mean, just no matter where you're at, like me, I've met I swear, like 1 billion Chiefs fans. No matter where I'm at, the Chiefs Kingdom is there, and I'm like, hey, we're everywhere. And I try to tell other teams and other players about it because I'm just like, there's Chiefs fans literally everywhere in this world. And so I feel like Texas Tech is very similar as well, and both of them have so much passion and loyalty to their team, and not only how they play on the field, but the people that are on that team. And I think that's a passion and loyalty that I kind of lived by my whole life. And it's something that I think it's just the perfect match. And luckily enough, we've won a lot of football games doing it.
Yes, we have. And it's awesome. We got Super Bowl rings because we're going to go get another one. Patrick Mahomes, if you haven't guessed, is our guest tonight. Talked about your friends. I've been so impressed with 15 and the Mahomies. Those of us that are here tonight in this group, this special group, or when you get home, are all listening to the largest network of the National Football League, including a Lubbock, Texas affiliate. Just go to the 15 and Mahomies website and see what they do. It is so impressive because it shows your heart for kids. Just what's going on with 15 and Mahomies and how big of an impact it's had, and it's just getting started.
Yeah, it's honestly, to me, it speaks to, like I said, the people I have around me. They've helped me make this charity and this idea that I had blow up extremely fast and just really go out there and be able to give back so much to the communities that I've been in and the kids in those communities to make sure our future is going to be brighter than even the one that we're in now. And so it's been really cool. We had the park that was built in Kansas City. We did a Read for 15 where we had kids read for 15 minutes a day. I can't remember, it was like 3 or 4 months, and they were reading books and crushing books, which was awesome. And then now we're volunteering for 15 hours. And so we have kids that are going to volunteer for 15 hours of their time where they could be playing in their communities. And I can't remember the exact number of kids that we have, but it's just truly amazing because I'm thinking about me back when I was in junior high or middle school. I wasn't even thinking about community service, but being able to do that and have these kids go out there and make their community a better place, I mean, what's better than that?
And a lot of your friends are involved in 15 and Mahomies. I found that out being involved with your gal. It's like, these are your guys.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, they want to do whatever they can to make an impact in this community as well. And I think not only the people I grew up with, the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, it speaks to the Walter Payton Man of the Year awards we've won in this organization, is that we have a team that not only wants to be great on the football field, but great off of it as well.
That's fantastic. Just easy to take it for granted. You mentioned Brittany earlier. Do you get KC Current tickets, or do you have to buy them?
I do. I get them. They've actually never lost a game that I've been in, so knock on wood. Yesterday was very scary because they were losing at the very end of the game, and I think it was Haley Mace had a nice goal the last 94th minute to tie the game, and I know it was a draw, but it got us back to third place. And so the KC Current, man, they've been crushing it this year. Hopefully they make a little run in the playoffs coming up soon.
How fun is that to share with Brittany, though, really, honestly? And where could this go? Because it feels like they could blow the lid off the crowds and interest.
Yeah, I mean, I think like yesterday they had 9,000 people at the game. That just speaks to the community that we have here. I mean, they're building their own stadium. Their facility is top-notch. And it's all Brittany. I mean, she put her money into it. She is part of that ownership group. And I just like being able to go and support her in any way I can. So it's really cool to see how they've kind of evolved from last year to this year. And, I mean, the sky's the limit. I mean, the way they're investing into those girls and the way they're playing, hopefully they can bring a lot of championships back to Kansas City as well.
How much advice do you give Brittany? Like, hey, you need to do this or that?
I've always learned that I disagree. I don't like to give her a lot of advice. So whatever she said usually works out.
You see how smart he is? Coach told you he was like wicked smart in 2017. Smart boy. We're going to get into, before we let you go, just the Colts coming up this week in week 3. I mean, this is a team we mentioned. They're going to be in Alamo mode. They're going to have their heels dug in. Your thoughts as you've got to get these guys ready for the Colts?
Yeah, first off, I would say just don't look at the record. I mean, you look at the team that you see on film and the players that they have. I mean, they got playmakers everywhere, and there's going to be a team that they've had some bad starts in the last few seasons, but you see they pick up momentum as the season goes on. And so for us, we don't want to be satisfied. I mean, we won 2 big games to start off the season, but having this long break, playing up against a team who's at home opener that has a lot of talented players, we want to make sure we go in with the mindset we're going to have to play to the very end if we want to find a way to get a win.
And how much do you emanate that message to the guys all week long?
Oh, I will for sure. I mean, if they don't notice it from watching the tape and the players that they have, I'll make sure that we practice in a way that we know that we're going to have to play our best football. And in this league, I think you can't take anything for granted. If you want to be great, you have to go in every single day and treat every single game like it's a playoff game, like it's a Super Bowl, so that whenever you get in those games, you know how to prepare and get yourself ready. And so we have a new team with young guys, so I'll make sure we kind of keep that momentum going and we keep getting better and better. But it's going to be a great challenge for us to go to Indy and have to find a way to get a win.
He's a dad. He's a philanthropist. He is the most successful quarterback after 65 games in the history of the league, and he's ours, and he's a treasure. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being with us tonight. Patrick Mahomes.
Appreciate you.
All right. One more time. One more time. Patrick Mahomes, it's time to put the hammer down, baby. Thanks for not hitting the table. Only Coke would hit the table. The amazing Patrick Mahomes, our guest tonight. And we'll be back to close things out on this special edition of Chiefs Kingdom after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chargers go without a huddle again.
Right side, try intercepted on the left side. Picked off at the goal line, at the 25-yard line. Picked off by Watson. Watson could go all the way. The seventh round pick, 20, 15, 10, 5. Jalen Watson cooking hamburgers in Augusta, Georgia. Then he went to Wazoo, and now he gets a 100-yard pick six for a touchdown. Kansas City at 10:29 to go in the game.
Welcome back. Our final minutes of this special Chiefs Kingdom show. What an incredible play. One of the longest plays, obviously, in Kansas City Chiefs history, from a seventh-round draft pick literally 3 years ago, cooking hamburgers in Augusta, Georgia, went back to Ventura Junior College, then to Washington State, and into the end zone on one of the biggest plays, if not the biggest play in the NFL so far this season. How good is Patrick Mahomes? Seriously. And I know a lot of you out there listening on the largest network in the National Football League got to hear him. He is such a great dude, such a great player, and the fact that he's ours is a blessing that's beyond measure. And for our folks that won tonight, won our contest over the last 45 days or so, you got a chance to see him in a different way, right? You got to see him as he's real and a neat person. We need to thank the folks at Hy-Vee tonight. They made this all possible. And I know Drew Holmes, the senior regional vice president, is here. He's somewhere. You need to go up and fist pump him and all of his people. This has been 3 years in the making. And I'm glad that all of you could win and all of you could enjoy it. And all of you out there listening tonight on this largest network in the National Football League could also feel the vibe of this evening. Just one more thing to mention. Remember, score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Chiefs. This week against the Colts, big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game, earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score, and based on the amount you spend, if the Chiefs score 42 points, that feels like halftime to me against the Colts, you could save 42 cents a gallon with any $42 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, win or win, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. Also, look up the code 92910. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Again, thank you for being a part of historic night tonight, whether you're listening or with us live here at the Hall of Honor at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Next week, we're going back to be at a Hy-Vee location. We'll be at Olathe, 151st Street. That's near Olathe South High School, one of our more robust locations, as we'll get ready to celebrate a win. Get real, get locked in, red and real, and get ready for the Colts. They'll be dug in. They'll be in Alamo mode. It's going to be a big game coming up on Sunday. Let's go 3-0. Thanks for being with us tonight on this special evening. Congratulations to all our winners. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. As a reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Vesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Dan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.